Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. Every day's Turncoat. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 9th day of February 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And they say we got some rain coming, followed by some snow, but it's not a lot. Not enough yet. Not even close. Good afternoon, John. How are things today out there? I got to think of something different here. Let's see. In Cambodia, Jersey.
Good afternoon, Henry, and of course to all our listeners. Well, right now over here in Cambodia, New Jersey, or Jinping, New Jersey, there whatever you want to call it. Of course, we just call it a communist New Jersey sometimes, a Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean. We currently have 32 degrees, overcast skies, kind of a light, misty, almost a frozen rain coming down, very light. But we do have supposedly another snowstorm moving in, which is going to start tomorrow night and kick in another 6 to 8 inches of snow. So looks like we're getting all the snow that you wanted, Henry.
Oh, man. I just got the schematics on the way for the snow machine.
Yeah, I got to finish drawing them out. But, you know, the kids are being a little, let's just say, less than forthcoming on what the exact design parameters were. So they haven't actually given me all the technical information I need to give you a good set of schematics.
They're not wanting to let go of the patent?
No, I think they're angling for a bit of a bribe, you know. And the funny thing is I didn't raise them to be politicians.
You don't have to raise a kid to be a politician, man. All righty, so we got the impeachment trial going on. I mean, that's what I was been.
Oh, my God. I just saw the headline for that because I've been busy all morning, and I just scanned a couple of headlines before you came up here. And I says, oh, man, what a circus show. What a clown show this is, because, you know, the impeachment process is to strictly remove somebody who was actively in office. There is no such thing as post-eviction of an official position by an impeachment process.
Well, I watched about an hour of it, so I hurried up and got ready for the program because I wanted to see what they were going to start with, and I have a few observations and a few questions, actually, that maybe somebody out there can answer, and if we want to start out like that, that would be cool with me if it's cool with you.
Well, Henry, this actually sounds very entertaining, so I'm looking forward to that.
All righty, then. We'll be right back.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D.
Yay! So, Henry, before you start, let me just ask you, did they even talk about how it is they're going to impeach someone who's no longer in office?
Well, they brought up the Federalist Papers, dude, as they started bringing, but I didn't see anybody bringing up the Anti-Federalist Papers. And, you know, this is the first thing I noticed. The guy that's conducting this so-called impeachment, you know, they said the word jurisdiction a lot, only they didn't say what jurisdiction. I mean, I can say criminal jurisdiction, I can say civil jurisdiction, I can say common law jurisdiction. You know, see what they're talking about here. Now, if Trumpy did fucking incite fucking insurrection, see, this is what's been the problem all along, because of the common law courts not being put in place. Any of these fucking employee that were what were supposed to be our employees, our servants, broke the law. They were not protected by a separate jurisdiction where, you know, what they're saying right now is, you know, if he is convicted in the Senate, then they could take, you know, after he got out, I mean, after they convict him in the Senate and said he can't run for office anymore, then they could take him into a court and try him for fucking inciting insurrection. Okay, so if you're, what jurisdiction are you working under in this Senate trial? You see, the judicial is the only one that can, that can fucking do judicial actions. So it's supposed to be the none of it's correct, but it's supposed to be the Chief Justice that presides over the impeachment process. So you got not even one person from the judicial there, but you do. From the private judicial, from the British accredited registry, you have, I mean, this guy standing up and he's saying, most of you here are lawyers, right? Now the 13th Amendment, when the Bill of Rights was sent to the states for ratification, I think it contained 13 fucking articles. Okay. Now it was ratified. And that 13th article said that there could be no titles of nobility, of course. And of course the people fucking ratified it, which made it, whether they put it in the Constitution or not, it's still the supreme superior law of this goddamn land. You think about it. I'm looking up here. This guy's got a fucking yarmulke on, right? So he's already a dual citizen Jew. Okay. He's a fucking Jewish so-called American, which, I mean, just like their fucking acts of fucking grasping authority, said that a fucking dual citizen could serve in this fucking government in any fucking capacity. That was an act of fucking treason. No, you can't. You have dual loyalties. It's covered. And then not only is this son of a bitch a dual citizen, but he's also an esquire. That's a foreign title of nobility just under a knight from the British fucking empire. And so are all these other lawyers out here who are going to conduct this judicial act in the Senate without anybody from the judicial even present. So now if they convict him, okay, if they would convict him in the Senate, because they said they would be under our jurisdiction, what exact jurisdiction are you talking about there, yarmulke-wearing fucking esquire? What jurisdiction are you going to try him under? Well, because in the Constitution it says all you can do is remove him from office and fucking stop him from running for any office again. But then again, okay, so you're going to be operating under whatever. Well, it didn't have to be that admiralty jurisdiction because there's only two fucking jurisdictions. There's the administrative admiralty and there's the goddamn common law jurisdiction of we the people, which is the supreme jurisdiction of this fucking land. So in the first place, you're supposed to be out on a fucking boat because that fucking admiralty jurisdiction was never to come onto our fucking land. But even if you do try him under the administrative admiralty jurisdiction, and the only thing is that the Constitution says you can do is kick him out of office, which he's already out of office, and he's a private citizen. Excuse me, COVID kicking in there. And he's already a private citizen. Then what jurisdiction are you? Well, you're going to go right back to the same jurisdiction, that same fucking administrative admiralty jurisdiction that you're trying him under without a member of the fucking judicial present? Really? I mean, this is telling the tell, isn't it? These people, I mean, the 13th article was fucking ratified by the states, whether they put it in the Constitution or not, it was still the fucking supreme law because that was ratified by the people. That Constitution was not. Not even by representatives of the people, but by appointed representatives of the aristocracy back in 1789. So I don't want to, see, they come up there and they think they talk this lawyer babble. I mean, I've read books full of it. I know what lawyer babble is. I know what legalese is. I know what bullshit is, too. When you speak about jurisdiction, you need to be a little more clear about that. What jurisdiction are you trying him under? I want to know that. I want that question answered. And they're using the excuse because he's not a sitting president that the Chief Justice for the Supreme Court, which fucking does not have original jurisdiction, can try it. You know, it doesn't have to be there, that the Senate can act as a judicial. Well, they're all fucking lawyers, you see, and it's all private fucking law. It's all under the British accredited registry. So he's actually being tried by the fucking crown is what he's being tried by to make sure that he can never run for fucking office again. But you see, old Trump, he'd have an out, man. I mean, he could go to the front page of fucking From the Trenches and get the fucking mandamus and claim his, claim his rights as an individual free sovereign national just lay out the fucking evidence as I did that this is an unlawful occupation because the corporation could never be because it violates the 9th article of the Bill of Rights. But that's not the avenue he can take. Why can't he take that avenue, people? Because he'd have to hang because he operated a fucking administration under a fucking unlawful, jurisdiction. I mean, it's a clusterfuck, but what is happening right now, John, is that he is being tried by the British accredited registry without anybody in no United States authority whatsoever. Because the Senate, I mean, the only reason the Senate can fucking impeach is because they have a member of the judicial, the Chief Justice over there. I mean, within their world of the admiralty, in the first place, they should be out on a fucking ship. That's where this has to happen. But the bottom line is, if Trump, okay, so they try him under, that's why they won't say we have the jurisdiction. Well, what is, name your jurisdiction, sir. So that I can get the rules of procedure for your jurisdiction so that I can,
Now, Henry, wait, I'm a little confused here.
I lost you. John? Don't fucking tell me. John?
Oh, okay.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Quick question. Now, did the Congress actually get the articles of impeachment? Because all the Senate does is run the trial.
Exactly. Well, they went in without... see, again, this is how you know that it's the administrative admiralty. He was tried in absentia without even any preliminary process. I mean, it has to be admiralty jurisdiction because the common law jurisdiction, the only other jurisdiction that exists in this fucking land or supposed to exist in this land, requires preliminary process, which impeachment in the Congress, that's what it would be. It would be the preliminary process. But he wasn't even fucking, I mean, he wasn't fucking given a chance. I mean, he had no representation within the fucking apparatus, even under the admiralty. Even under the admiralty, you know, you can challenge the fucking grand jury notes and bring it forth, but there was never a word of, not even the question, did you do it? There was no investigation. There was no fucking, there's no record. They just all got together and said, we're impeaching him. We impeach.
So they went from a public disclosure of this in the mass media a public so-called conversation of it, and they went straight to the Senate with this?
Exactly. There was no evidence presented, nothing in the fucking, it's like having a grand jury.
Because I was like, wait a minute, I must have missed something. Cause, you know, the process is, the requirement is, even in their admiralty system, is the articles of impeachment have to be done in the Congress.
Right.
And then the Senate is charged with actually running the trial where the president answers the charges.
Right. And you just don't, this is like an allegation that was never put through a preliminary process. I mean, theoretically, in the administrative admiralty, they would call witnesses, and then Trump would call witnesses, and they would go back and forth, and then they'd have a vote on whether the Congress was going to introduce the articles. It'd be like whether you're going to get indicted or not in our law, in the common law. But there was,
that's what the Congress does. They would be in charge of what we would call the indictment.
Exactly. They act like the preliminary process of a grand jury. This is like handing the thing to the grand jury and without even speaking a word, just signing it, an indictment. I mean, that's what I would be looking at, even if this is so hard to talk about because they're all criminals. The whole system's a criminal system. It cannot be. This is corporation. Corporations can go home.
This is my friend Glenn. He would be looking over at the Senate saying, what illegal process, Mitch?
Exactly, man. But the bottom line here is, you know, if things were running the way they're supposed to and the Bill of Rights was in full effect, we had our common law courts. If somebody thought that fucking Donald Trump incited a fucking insurrection and it's all so fucked up. But anybody, I could walk up to him and they see, they put all these protections for themselves, all these immunities for themselves within the administrative admiralty, but they've gone to the point, I mean, right now, what is happening in the Senate of the United States of these Americas under fucking military occupation is that the fucking, well, the Queen of England is trying Donald Trump. That's all you can say. Every fucking one of them in there is an esquire. That's, I mean, when you're, you know, a knighted, or you're made an esquire, or you're made a lord, or a duke, or a duchess's, you know, that's a fucking title of nobility. And that means you're a part of, I mean, you're a part of the royal family, actually. It's, you talk about dual citizenship. The guy's a half fucking, I mean, he's carrying two passports, an American passport, a Jewish passport, dual passports. And he's carrying a fucking title of nobility through his fucking law license through the private British accredited registry. Now, if they did go through with this fucking trial, this thing they're calling a trial, which is actually, I don't know what the fuck it is, because it's being run by Britain. But if they actually went through with it and they convicted him, now they say because they talked about it, you know, him being prosecuted. And this thing about, you know, you can impeach after you're out of office. Does that count for Hillary Clinton? Can we still impeach her? Can we still have a Senate trial for her? And then can she go face the fucking, well, see, that's the justice system that they'd have to face next. Only they can't do what jurisdiction, because you have to switch jurisdictions. You're working within the fucking jurisdiction of the government, which is the admiralty, which is supposed to be out in the fucking ocean, not on this fucking land. But if you do convict him, what court are you going to take him to? You can't take him to a common law court. You've removed him. So he can't be prosecuted. You're going to have to prosecute him under the same fucking illegal jurisdiction you're using today. We're under fucking crown rule here, people. That's where the jurisdiction is flowing, straight from that fucking wretched old cunt sitting on the... Go ahead, sorry. John?
No, I got a small delay here. You just posed an interesting point that is, you know, well, if they're going to do this to Trump, why can't we do it to other people? Let's go all the way back to LBJ, yeah. Who there is now more than enough evidence to convict for being a participant and an organizer in the murder of JFK.
Exactly. Well, Comey, he's a government official. He stands, I mean, he can be impeached. I mean, if the impeachment process was supposed to be under the admiralty for sure. But that's why the Chief Justice for the I guess, for the fucking Supreme Court, but who held no original jurisdiction because they can't, because the people are the fucking, the highest authority in this land. So we have to hold the original jurisdiction. Anything the government has, we have to have given them. Okay. And if we hold the original jurisdiction, they can't hold it. Because we never gave it up. In fact, the Bill of Rights asserts that we have not given it up, that the original jurisdiction is the common law jurisdiction of we the people. And it has to be done in your individual capacity. That's the only way you can, if they convict him in the Queen's Court today, or tomorrow, or the next day, if they did convict him, then it would have to be an individual, and somebody in their individual capacity that would have to file in the common law courts, the higher courts, the highest court. These other courts, like this Queen's Court, can't even exist here. You talk about an act of treason. Everybody in that goddamn building doing that right now has a royal title. They're all fucking lawyers. They're esquires. That's the same as like when you get knighted by the queen, you became the queen's servant. Well, that's what an esquire is. I mean, esquire's the next fucking royal fucking title underneath a fucking knight. So these are all goddamn representatives of the Queen of fucking England. The Queen of England right now is conducting a quasi-judicial action inside of the Senate, which is under military occupation. That's what's going on here today. And like I said, even if they convict, that's why, I mean, jurisdiction, I heard the word jurisdiction probably 20 fucking times. What jurisdiction? I mean, when you name a jurisdiction, when I say jurisdiction, a common law jurisdiction, administrative admiralty jurisdiction. What jurisdiction are you fucking conducting these fucking, so-called hearings under, where there's no fucking, there's no judge?
Well, you know, Henry, when something goes to trial.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the process, they had to have a body of people who came up with the charges that they're going to trial for.
Right.
Who did that with this Trump impeachment? Where did the charges or the accusations come from? Who wrote them?
I think that one little prick, man, that was the one that did the thing for 4 years over the Russia thing. I think I don't know who wrote out the articles, but it's like writing out. It's like me in the common law jurisdiction. I swear out a complaint against somebody, right? A civil crime complaint. Okay, I got my affidavits attached. I turn it over to the fucking court. The court turns it over to the grand jury, and the grand jury investigates it. And I mean, they can call witnesses, they can call anybody they want, and they decide if I put up no defense at all, if there's enough information there to convict me without me saying a word or putting up any defense. Okay. But if they find that if they have to say no, they have to reject the indictment. But if they find that there is something to be litigated that could decide whether it was a conviction or a fucking acquittal, then they have to give they stamp the fucking indictment, and then I have to answer. I don't even have to answer until after all this shit happens. Okay. That's in the highest fucking jurisdiction in this land, which is the common law jurisdiction. I mean, these guys here, like I said, it's just like somebody writing out a fucking complaint and not even putting a grand jury together. Just reaching it over to the head, what would, I guess, pose as the head of a grand jury, and he just signs it and you're indicted. Without even looking at it. Without examining it. Without talking to witnesses, without investigation. I mean, that's why I said, when you look at the facts of what I was looking at, I was watching a fucking dual citizen, Jewish American, who should not be, he should never be able to serve in our fucking government. No other country in the world would let a fucking dual citizen serve in their fucking government. But here's this fucking yarmulke wearing motherfucker. Not only is he a dual citizen, but he's also an esquire. He holds a royal title. So I guess this whole thing, being as they said that there were mostly fucking lawyers in that goddamn room, what this really comes down to is this is the queen fucking trying him. It has to be. And I want to know what under jurisdiction, under the fucking British jurisdiction over their colony, that's always been their colony, that they never relinquished, that it all was just kind of really brushed under the table because, as sure as hell, in the war of 1812, we won the fucking war and we had to pay reparations to the fucking British? Really? Is that how it works? Go ahead, Misty.
Okay. Henry, I want to go back a little bit to where you were saying you and J.D. were talking about how can they impeach him because he wasn't president. Well, he was technically, if I'm correct on where they're going with this, it's because of that supposed riot that went on the 6th. That he was still president. That right. is what, if I'm understanding this, they are impeaching him on that action on that day. Am I wrong?
No, but they can't. Because they didn't go through any preliminary process. Even in the administrative admiralty, like if you know, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, there are procedures you have to follow. If you want to, I mean, it ain't just, I'm writing it down on a piece of paper and everybody's going to raise their hand and that's it. I mean, in the military, the JAG officer, I mean, he's going to be your attorney. He's going to do fucking investigation. He's going to talk to people. And it ain't like the common law where you get a grand jury to investigate it, a grand jury of your peers outside of the fucking government. Once again, this government's never had any business in our fucking world as individual free sovereigns. But even in the administrative admiralty under military law, let's look at the Uniform Military Code of Justice. There's an investigation, and there's a panel, and the panel hears fucking testimony. And then they hear all the testimony available, and the accused has a JAG lawyer there to defend him, and he gets to fucking have rebuttals to witnesses, all the other shit that, you know, that goes along with the due process of law in the military. I mean, none of this happened. They just wrote out, he's impeached, and they signed it.
Well, isn't that what they're doing? Or once again, I haven't watched any of it today. But isn't that this first process, supposedly?
No, this ain't the first process.
They're bringing their evidence.
They're
bringing their evidence.
They cannot impeach. He gets impeached in the fucking, in the Congress. He gets tried in the Senate. But to impeach in the Congress is like a preliminary process. That is where you got to bring out the goddamn reasoning and somebody gets to cross examine just like an investigation in the grand jury. There's an investigation. Then you make the allegation and then the person has a right to fucking be there, I would think. Well, we're operating under this is the Queen of fucking England. That's who's doing this, people. Realize that.
I understand where you're going, Henry. I'm just trying to say, isn't that what they're doing today? Because I kept hearing this morning that they were saying a lot of the Republicans will not vote to impeach. Now, am I wrong? That means this process today, or whether it drags on for 2 days. Then, if everybody's on board in their little circle jerk there, then it goes to the Senate, and that's where everything goes.
No, it's in the Senate. Yes? It's in the Senate. The Congress has already impeached Donald Trump for the second time. Once you're impeached, impeached. That means it's like the preliminary process. It's like an indictment. He's already been indicted without without process. They didn't follow any kind of process. They just said, we're indicting him. No witnesses were called. This whole thing took a few hours. He had no representation there. I mean, even if you wanted to go by this is monarchy bullshit. This is all being done by the Queen of fucking England. There's no fucking, there can't be any other explanation. Everyone there is a goddamn servant of the Queen. And there is not one judicial officer from the judicial branch of the United States government, if it existed, which it don't. It's hard to talk about. But there's not even one person from the judicial branch of government fucking involved. It's all English. It's all fucking English esquires holding their own little court in the name of the Queen. And being run by fucking dual citizen fucking so-called Jewish Americans. It is this is fucking insanity. This is telling you there is no justice system. Like again I said, what jurisdiction are you operating under there, Jew boy? Oh, you're operating under a fucking admiralty jurisdiction? Okay. Well, now if you convict old Trumpy, then he goes into the private sector because he can't be tried for the crime of fucking insurrection. In the only thing that the fucking Senate can do is remove him from office and say he can't run from office anymore. That's where their power is supposed to end, according to the Constitution. But they're talking about trying him if he's found guilty in the Senate, you know, of the accusations against him, then trying him as a civilian for inciting a fucking riot. I mean, inciting an insurrection. Well, what court are you going to try him in? Under what jurisdiction? That's why you won't mention the jurisdiction, because it'd be the same fucking jurisdiction, and you can't do it. I mean, the very thing that you're saying makes it okay for you to do it is why you can't do it. This is the Queen of fucking England doing this. It can't be any other way. Logic fucking dictates. Anyways, we went past the bottom of the hour. That was just a good little bit to get off my chest, but just keep watching it. And watch how many times they say, when you talk about jurisdiction in a fucking court, you name the goddamn jurisdiction. Jurisdiction ain't just a blanket fucking term. When you say jurisdiction, you identify that jurisdiction because that's the rules, that is the body of law you will be operating under in this fucking proceeding. You don't just say, well, we got jurisdiction. Well, what kind of jurisdiction you got? Well, administrative admiralty jurisdiction. Well, the fifth article says, since I'm not in the fucking military, and I'm not a member of the militia in time of war, you can't have that jurisdiction over me, can you? Can you? See, they're trying, this is another attack on, I mean, that goddamn Bill of Rights is breathing down their fucking neck is what's going on here. This is a blatant, in your face, this is a foreign fucking trial in the occupied fucking capital of the United States of America, period. This is a Queen's fucking trial. This is a British fucking trial. It can't be anything else. Logic dictates. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
government bug, the men's room, the local disco lounge. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. Keep the boys from selling all the weapons they can scrounge. And all she wants to do is dance. Now, but that don't keep the boys from making a buck or two. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. They still can sell the army all the drugs that they can do. And all she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance and make romance.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Don Henley with All She Wants to Do Is Just Showing the, you know, I always think about the CIA down there cocaine and down in South America there doing cocaine and whores and all this shit. And just what this fucking farce of a fucking government that's an actual occupation. And you know what? I'll tell you what I think that this is all about. You know, they plan into the future. Now, when Prince Harry's son was born, I mean, his old lady is a fucking held American citizenship. She married a fucking prince of fucking England, okay? And they said it on just one time I heard it on the fucking stupid box. Actually, young George would be the first member of the fucking royal family that could actually run for president in the United States of America. Bullshit. Bullshit. But this is what they have planned. This is exactly what Albert Pike said they were gonna fucking do. And they're doing it. Right now, they're holding a fucking Queen's trial in the goddamn, capital that is occupied by fucking troops. Communist goddamn troops. To hold a Queen's trial. A foreign fucking trial. On our fucking soil. This is why the Admiralty was never to come onto our shores. It ended where the tide ebbed and flowed. Now there was, you know, naturalization. That's why all of these fuckers think they can come in and just go, all I gotta do is walk across the line, is by the, cause of the 14th Amendment, see? Or get born here. Like fucking that goddamn, Rubio. Talking about taking our guns. That son of a bitch. No! There was one fucking time for naturalization. And that was when the fucking, this went from being when the charter was fucking handed over. I mean, but it wasn't really. I mean, it was all behind the fucking scenes, fucking Masonic shit up to your goddamn ears. But theoretically, when the charter was handed over to the United States, see, everybody was still a British citizen right up until the surrender. Because England held the charter on the fucking United States as a colony. So that one generation, the generation that won this fucking country, they had to be nationalized. They had to change from being British citizens to American citizens. British citizens to American nationals, okay? Because the people won the fucking war, not a government. And that was clearly understood, but then they brought the Federalist Papers versus the Anti-Federalist Papers, they showed where the aristocracy for the same fucking Kingsmen who were running the shit in the colonies that forced the people to rise up, and they were rising up for their rights as British citizens. That's what a lot of people don't understand at Lexington and Concord. I mean, it ain't like they had the Bill of Rights and they said, well, they as Englishmen, they had the right to have arms. They had the right to own property. But they were taking it away from them like they're trying to take our Bill of Rights away from us right fucking now. Now, 35 years down the line, you got to have the fucking, I mean, if this shit is allowed to continue, you have King George fucking back, or you have the royal family right back in control of the United States, which they have been all a fucking long. Let's just fucking face it, people. They have played cons this way. They have played fraud. They've used corporate fucking charters, unlawful violations of the Ninth Article. That's why they wrote that Ninth Article. So they couldn't do shit like this. So they could never take it back away from us, from the people. That Bill of Rights belongs to the people, not to the fucking government, not to the United States of America. And they didn't put that 13th fucking article in there that had been ratified. That means it was the law of this land. When the Constitution was supposedly ratified, but it wasn't ratified by representatives of the people, it was ratified by appointed representatives of the aristocracy that was going to be the new fucking ruling class in this goddamn country. When there couldn't be a ruling class under the Bill of Rights, there can't. Nobody has more. The people hold the ultimate power as individuals. But now here we are, this day, this is how far they've progressed, and that's why them fucking troops are sitting on that fucking hill, and that's why that fucking Constantina wire is surrounding that fucking building, where right now they are holding a trial for the Queen of fucking England, period, being conducted by a fucking Jew. I mean, they don't get no more treasonous than that, people. And see, Donnie, he can't do a goddamn thing about it. What could he do? Only thing he could do is fucking, claim the mandamus I fucking wrote on the fucking site and say that this is all illegal because the corporation could never be in the first place because you could never create a power that denied or disparaged the rights, which is exactly what they've done. And he'd say, I have the right to a common law trial. There ain't no common law courts. So ain't a fucking thing you can do. And as far as an admiralty jurisdiction, we're not on a fucking boat. And fucking, this is being conducted without even one of the branches of the fucking government. It wasn't just, that's why you supposedly had a divided government. You had three branches to keep each other in check. Where is that third check? The judicial. You got these guys fucking justifying, you got these esquires, which are servants of the Queen, up there reading from the Federalist Papers as their fucking authority to conduct a fucking judicial action in the fucking goddamn Senate, which is a legislative branch of government. Just keep that in mind, because here comes King George back in fucking Harry, that fucking kid that Kate, whatever her name, Wimbledon or whatever it is, and Harry had, was when that kid was first born. I remember him saying it. He could be the first, because his mom's American, he could be the first fucking president, a person who could run for president in the United States as a member of the royal family. Come on! But this is what Albert Pike, go read what he fucking wrote. This is what he said they were going to fucking do, and by God, they're doing it. We got to shut this shit down. That being said, I'm running all over JD's time here. It's time for the tactical report, so I'm going to turn the mic over to you, brother. Have a good time with it. John, turn your mute off.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much as always. And never ever worry about running over because, well, it's our show. We'll do what the fuck we please.
God damn right.
All right, I got a little bit of an issue here. I was waiting on window to finish loading up, so I may be interrupting my mic here a little bit. All right, Henry, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, thank you. Just double checking because I got one window here. It's giving me a little trouble loading up, and that always interferes with the mic also. All right, let's get moving here. Let that finish loading up. All right, so hopefully this doesn't interfere with my mic too much because I got one window loading up, and I do want to cover that story. So hopefully it'll load up with no problems. The fucking ads. The ads really slow down your computer more than anything else, it seems. Well, that and the CIA tracking software that's included with every single ad, every single browser, and everything else in your computer. All right. I am John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Treason Tuesday, February 9th, 2021, 15:51 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:51 to all you civilians out there, and to all the retards who still think somehow, some way, Trump's still a legal president. He's going to stop all this. He's going to come rescue us. For all you imbeciles, Mickey's little hand is pointing down, and his big hand is pointing at the number 10. All right. Let's take a quick fly over to financial markets, and let's see how they're doing, because, again, this is always a good indicator if it's going according to plan, at least as far as they're concerned. Because the moment they think the shit's really about to hit the fan, you're going to see them pull their money out. That's what you're going to see. All right, right now we've got over in the precious metals, New York Stock Exchange precious metals spot market. Gold is at $1,835, typically where it's been about. Silver is up one penny at $27.23 for the day. Goods drop down into the major fraud indicators. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's up 12 points. At 31,400, U.S. Zala Index is at about 90%, holding steady, and crude oil is up 42 cents at $58.39 a barrel. Down in that fraud we call crypto coins, or the gambling device we call crypto coins. Now, if you like gambling, hey, man, you might want to jump in on this slot machine because it looks like it's paying off. We've got Bitcoin. It's up almost another $1,000 at $47,260 a coin. Now, I saw an interesting article talking about Bitcoin. Of course, Tesla just invested in it, Elon Musk. He just invested something like $1.5 billion into it. And, of course, J.P. Morgan is now declaring that Bitcoin should easily be going up to $100,000. Now, I don't trade in cryptocurrencies. I don't think I am well-versed in them enough, and I certainly know that there is absolutely nothing behind them. So there's absolutely nothing to keep them from dropping in half or more in a single day. So I simply don't gamble on them. But if you're the gambling kind of spirit, you may want to jump on this bandwagon. Going on, Ethereum is up $22 at, well, $1,776. $1,776 a coin. Litecoin is up $8 at $176 a coin. All right. Just want to cover that. Let's drop that one out. All right, let's get into the category of the incredibly stupid. Over in... This was actually over in RT, Russia Today, you know, that state-sponsored or that state-run news agency. Well, let's face it, every major news agency is run by the government and actually the people behind the government that run the government, because the government doesn't actually run anything. They're just the hand puppets to give the illusion that you have some say in the matters. You don't. As George Collins said, you don't. You have owners. They own you. They own everything about you. That's what you have. But right over in RT, this one's kind of almost funny because this woman, she's just plain dumb. Plastic surgeon offers to help woman who used Gorilla Glue on her hair. As lawyer accuses company of racism. That's right. Apparently, using Gorilla Glue in your hair and it actually doing what it's supposed to do, act like a glue, is now considered racism. This is just too funny. Let's just see what this says real quick. A black woman who glued her hair solid with Gorilla Glue will reportedly fly to L.A., where a renowned plastic surgeon has offered to unstick her. The internet debate on her curious hairdo soon developed into accusations of racism. Tasika Brown became internet famous last week when she posted a video on TikTok seeking help for a sticky situation. The 40-year-old Louisiana woman encased her hair in Gorilla Glue spray adhesive, and spent a month unable to remove the high-strength glue from her head. Well, it's glue. It's supposed to not be easily removed. Her situation drew mockery and sympathy in equal measure, and after a number of failed attempts to remove the glue, Brown checked herself into a hospital over the weekend. However, medical professionals were unsuccessful, and her hair remained solid. Brown will now fly to Los Angeles on Wednesday, where a famed plastic surgeon, Dr. Michael Obeng, will work on the 3-day procedure using a medical-grade glue remover. I can't even believe that they're actually doing this seriously. A medical-grade glue remover to unstick her hair. Obeng will reportedly cover the cost of the $12,500 procedure himself. Though Gorilla Glue is not sold as a beauty in the beauty aisle, Brown apparently felt misled, telling her TikTok followers that she usually uses Schwarzkopf's Got to Be Glued to finish her hairdo, and assumed Gorilla Glue would work similarly. After emerging from the ER, TMZ reported on Monday that she was weighing legal options against the glue company due to label on the glue calling it multi-use. God, how fucking stupid can someone be? Gorilla Glue released a statement on Monday reminding the public that, quote, a spray adhesive states in the warning label, do not swallow, do not get in eyes, on skin, or on clothing. I guess they're going to have to add do not use on hair also to that little warning label. Now, this was actually over in a Twitter post from Gorilla Glue. We are very sorry to hear about the unfortunate incident that Miss Brown experienced using a spray adhesive on her hair. We're glad to see her in a recent video that Miss Brown has received medical treatment from her local medical facility and wish her the best. Now, which is Gorilla Glue saying, look, you stupid bitch, what the F were you thinking? You deserve every inch of scorn and ridicule you get. But, of course, as a corporation, they would never say that directly. But they do say it indirectly in that little statement that they made there. Anyway, that fits right in the category of really stupid people. Let's go on. Let's talk about some other stupid people. Over in Zero Hedge, who, WHO or World Health Organization, you know, the communist central organization for the care of mankind's health problems. That's what the WHO's supposed to be, right? WHO concludes that the coronavirus, quote, came from animal, end quote, not the Wuhan lab. Just 2 days after WAPU, that's the Washington Post, said it was plausible and must be investigated, and less than a week after finally getting access to Wuhan's high-security virus lab, for the first time in over a year, WHO investigators have reported preliminary independent findings that the COVID virus came from animals, confirming China's heavily promoted narrative and dismissing the likelihood of any leak from the lab in close proximity, a lab that is coincidentally designed to examine the world's most dangerous pathogens and is led by virologist Shi Zhengli, known as China's Batwoman, for her extensive work on bat-borne coronaviruses. And what we estimate is the fastest investigation and findings report of any global organization ever, AP reports the WHO food safety and animal disease expert, Peter Ben Embarek, well, that sounds kind of Jewish, made the assessment in a summation Tuesday of a WHO team's investigation into the possible origins of the coronavirus in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where the first cases were discovered in 2019. Quote, our initial findings suggest that the introduction through an intermediary host species is the most likely pathway and one that will require more studies and more specific targeted research. End quote. Now, what I want to know is, since absolutely nobody has identified the COVID-19, that is, nobody has actually isolated the very genetically unique pathogen they keep calling COVID-19, how do they know what the pathway was when they haven't even isolated the fucking virus yet? That's right, people. This is all part of the scam. You betcha. And how much you want to bet that this investigator, Peter Ben Embarek, just suddenly got a little boost to his bank account? How much would you like to bet on that? Going on. Let's get into this nonsense about the impeachment. Oh, well, let me see if I got this real quick. Impeachment, who releases pandemic plan. Okay. Before I change subject matters here, this was the article I was waiting to load up talking about this COVID nonsense. Now, the COVID doesn't exist. That's nonsense. But this thing that they're calling the vaccine, that lethal injection, that bio-warfare weapon they're injecting into you, that is real. And the sicknesses, the illnesses, the disabilities, and the death it is causing, that is real also. Over in dailymail.co.uk. So this is a website out of Britain. Let me close this out here. Also called just dailymail.com. It's actually a British news outlet. At least 36 people developed blood. It's fucking pop-ups, man. Okay, let's see if I can get this here. Come on, there we go. At least 36 people developed blood disorders, and a doctor dies after receiving Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccines, as experts probe potential link between shots and the rare condition. Fucking the news article just keeps jumping all over the place. This is what I hate about doing some of these, especially the British ones. They seem to be worse at it than the American ones, where they're constantly got these pop-up ads and everything else. All right, so let's see if I can drop down here. Okay. At least 36 cases of thrombocytopenia after COVID-19 vaccination has been reported in the U.S. One person, a previously healthy Miami doctor, aged 56, and we did cover the story when it happened, died of the blood disorder which causes platelet counts to drop, preventing blood from clotting. Now, that's what the thrombocytopenia is. It actually attacks your blood's ability to form blood clots. Now, what happens is, because you have a much lower platelet count, if, in fact, there is any call in your body for platelets, that is some kind of clotting, which is what also occurs is in simple bruising, you get a little bit of clotting in there, the remaining platelets in your bloodstream goes and gets utilized in that, which drops your platelet count even further. So if there's a secondary or an injury, especially a laceration or any type of injury where there's bleeding involved, you now have an even lower platelet count where you're almost borderline a hemophiliac. That is, your body does not have the ability to form blood clots, or it has a very poor ability. Even a simple act of just being bruised will use some of the platelets, and now if you got cut, let's say you're just outside doing some work and you bang yourself, you know, like I cut trees down every now and then. I have a fireplace, so I process my own wood. Hell, man, I bruise myself all the time, and once in a while I cut myself, you know, by accident. I don't do it on purpose, but it does happen. But if you were doing that and you had this condition, well, you bruise yourself, there goes some of the remaining platelets in your blood count. Now you cut yourself, and guess what? It doesn't stop bleeding. So even a minor bleeding injury can actually become a very serious condition because of this vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's a biological weapon being injected into you. Anyway, I wanted to cover that because even though the COVID-19 virus is not real, it's a phantom of everyone's imagination, it's a media-made phenomena, but the vaccine and the damages it's doing to people and the death it is causing and, of course, the disabilities it's causing, they're quite real. All right, I wanted to cover that because that's essential for people to understand. All right, let's go on here. This. I want to get rid of that. All right. Now, this is going back to who? Let me see here. All right, I covered that. The World Health Organization has now declared that the so-called COVID-19 did not come from the Wuhan lab. It just came from animals. They don't know how. They're not exactly sure the pathway. And they certainly didn't explain how did you determine that, since nobody, absolutely nobody, has actually isolated the so-called viral pathogen they are specifically labeling COVID-19. How did you determine the pathway when you haven't even determined what the actual virus is? That's right. Smell that? Called bullshit. And this is grade A premium stuff, people. Going on. All right, so we're talking about, let's get into this Trump impeachment process. First and foremost, let's take a quick look at, well, what should be the operator's manual on this. That's the Constitution. Remember, what is the Constitution? It's supposed to be the owner's operator manual for a limited form of representative government called a republic. And in there, they've got certain guidelines on how certain things are supposed to be handled. Now, they couldn't foresee every circumstance, but getting somebody out of office that clearly is abusing that office was foreseen. And they did cover what is the impeachment process. Now, let's remind people that the Democrats, they will fucking damn God and praise the devil, or damn the devil and praise God, whatever the Constitution supports what they want to do. But the moment they want to do something outside the Constitution, notice how they just completely ignore it. And, of course, one of those is Obamacare. Remember Obamacare? Now, let's just take a quick reminder here so people understand how they ignore the Constitution when it is suitable to what they want to do. Over in, let me see, am I still in Article 1? Yes. Article 1, Section 7. All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives. That is, any bill for something like Obamacare should have been raised in the House of Representatives. But where was it raised? Where was it initiated? It was initiated in the Senate. Right there. DOA, it's dead on arrival, even if it was actually the best medical plan in all of human history in the entire universe. It doesn't matter. It violated the rules of the Constitution about where the bill for raising a revenue was supposed to originate. But they ignored that. Same thing with this impeachment process, so let's go to that. Of the Constitution, Article 2. And I am in Section 1. Now, I don't even know. I'm down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, the way this book's written, this would be like paragraph 7. It's still section 1, but paragraph section. And I'm going to read what it says exactly. In case of the removal of the president from office, and they're talking about the president of the United States, of course, or of his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of said office, the same shall devolve on the vice president, and the Congress may by law provide for the case of removal, death, resignation, or inability, both of the president and vice president, declaring one officer shall then act as president, and such officer shall act accordingly until the disability be removed or a president shall be elected. Now let's drop down here a little bit. Trying to find, I actually had it highlighted here. It actually gives you the process for the removal. In the case of removal of the president, got that. Shall not act accordingly to disability of the president. I forgot to highlight it, right? President shall commander-in-chief, have the power, command two-thirds. Okay. Fully executed president. Crap. I thought I had this written out here. Nope. President will be commander and have the power to advise the Senate. All right. So I mixed it up here because I thought I had this highlighted properly so I could just go right to it. Because it gives you the procedure here, but I don't have it highlighted, and I don't want to read through this whole thing right now trying to find the section where it is gives you the actual procedure on how to run an impeachment of the President of the United States.
I can tell you, John.
Quick. No, don't have that.
I can tell you.
All right. What's John, that?
I can tell you.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yep, I got it. Okay, so I'm back in Article 1. Let's see, section, it's part of section 2. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be an oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. And no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Now, of course, the Congress is tasked with coming up with the articles of impeachment, that is the formal accusations or the indictment. That's what the impeachment is. It's actually just an accusation. And what this says is that the purpose of the impeachment or the impeachment trial is to remove someone who is actively in office. If you are no longer in office, there is no impeachment process to undertake because you are no longer a threat to that office, because that's why you remove someone from office, because they are abusing their authority or failing to meet the requirements of that office. But it is only used on someone who is in office. The sole purpose of impeachment is an administrative one. It's not criminal and it's not civil. It is simply to remove somebody who is actively sitting in office. Now, I think it was, I don't know if it was Misty or Mary, brought up the point that the so-called riot, the incitement to riot, was on January 6th. They now want to impeach him for the act of the for the incitement to riot on January 6th while he was president, but he is no longer president. Well, the fact that the so-called riot occurred while he was president is irrelevant to the fact that he is no longer president now. So you cannot impeach him because he is not actively sitting in office. The whole purpose of the impeachment process is to remove somebody that is in office. The secondary function of this is if they declare that they shall not be allowed. So there's actually two parts to this. You can vote to remove someone from office, and then they can vote. There can be a second vote to determine if they are disqualified from holding any other public office in the future. So there are two votes that actually occur as part of the trial, or at least two parts that occur, but one part will occur. Should he be removed from office or not? Then a second question can be posed as part of an impeachment process. Shall this person be disqualified from ever holding, or as they say, to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States? And that's the words directly from the Constitution. So those are the two reasons for impeachment. Trump does not meet either, since he is no longer in any political office of any kind. It's a dead issue. Now, the mere fact that they supposedly came up with this indictment, just writing it on a piece of tissue paper somewhere, rather than go through the Congress, who are tasked with formally
they did, John.
Declaring what
John,
are the accusations.
You don't understand. You're not understanding how this went. Okay, somebody, any congressman can write up an article of an impeachment, okay? And then it goes before they hold hearings and stuff, just like with a piece of legislation, they have to hold hearings and they have to investigate it, and the president, if this was a country, was the republic, the president would have the right to representation, and they would go, and I mean, this would take weeks. This would be like a trial.
Yeah, yeah.
In itself, it would be like the preliminary process. This is the equivalent of somebody writing out a charge against in the common law and taking it in. You got the jury room, all the jurors are there, you know, and the foreman of the jury walking up to the foreman of the jury, setting it down, and him just signing it. I mean, what they did is they brought in the articles of impeachment and without even reading it. I mean, just we're impeaching him, and just fucking, we're going to have a vote. Who votes to impeach him? And that's where the, you know, that would, if you were in a condition like that within the common law, so you would call, you would subpoena the grand jury notes and show, hey, it was never investigated. They just fucking signed an indictment without fucking investigation. I mean, that's fucking illegal. You cannot go forward. It's an illegal indictment. And that's where we're standing today, in the Queen's Court. And that is the Queen's Court. Everybody in there is a fucking esquire. Their loyalty. When you become an esquire, your loyalty is to the fucking queen. Just like when you become a knight to a foreign fucking queen. And so that's why they cannot proceed. They can't proceed because they do not have a true bill. Huh?
Even if the Congress held a hearing and they came up with the articles of impeachment, it's still illegal because he's no longer sitting in office.
Exactly correct, but what would be the remedy? Why are they doing this? Because the remedy is, even if he's out of office, even if he was in office, and he was in trying to incite a fucking insurgency, I could arrest him. I could fill out the fucking affidavit for his fucking arrest for insurgency against the United States trying to change my form of fucking law and change my life. I have the fucking jurisdiction to do it. But the bottom line here is this is all corporate. They admit it's a corporation. This is all, but they have taken that major step. The fucking Capitol Hill is fucking occupied by a fucking army of 30,000 fucking soldiers. They have Constantina wire and fence all the way around it. That's an occupation. And they are holding a trial wherein the Queen's servants are going to conduct the trial on an American, well, he's not even president anymore, on an American national. But see, he can't even claim his nationality as, you know, and say, I have the right to, because I am a civilian now. I have the right to the fucking jury. I have the right to the grand jury. You got to go through the preliminary process and all this shit. See, he can't even claim that because he fucking operated under the fucking fraud himself. So now that's his fucking pickle. Now, if there's no jurisdiction in that goddamn court, which I say there is not, the jurisdiction is coming out of England. It is the Queen's jurisdiction under her fucking servants that are the esquires. They are the ones that are doing this under the Queen's jurisdiction. Evidently, the Queen still holds jurisdiction in this fucking country because they did not name the jurisdiction. If there was a jurisdiction, it would have to be the Administrative Admiralty. But they're talking about, after they make it so he can't run for office anymore, actually charging him criminally. Now, what jurisdiction are you going to charge him under? The same jurisdiction that can only throw a president out of office? Do you see the conundrum there? See, they're trying to get everybody to focus on this thing. Biden's actually the sitting president, and he's the only one that has to have somebody from the judicial there for an impeachment. Well, okay. But if I want to know, why won't they tell me the jurisdiction you're going to operate this fucking, it's the Queen's jurisdiction. Because this isn't even the Administrative Admiralty, because there's no one from the judicial, from the unlawful corporate judicial there. This is a court without a fucking anybody from the judicial there. All you have is the members of a private fucking, closed fucking union, the bar, the British Accredited Registry, who are all esquires, which means they are servants of the Queen. And the conundrum is, they want to fucking make it so he can't run for office again, and they want to prosecute him criminally. But how are you going to fucking do that? I mean, because he can demand the right to, you know, a fucking, he could go to his individual capacity, he could serve, I mean, if somebody do it, they could serve mandamus and demand that the goddamn, that I want to see the complaint from the person that fucking is accused of me. You know, it's the affidavit attached from that person, and I want a common law court because the goddamn Bill of Rights is higher than that fucking constitution that the fucking Queen had wrote. That's the conundrum. They're going forward under a fucking the Queen's jurisdiction, period. They have to be.
Well, Henry, when I was in the military, we had a term for that. We called it a kangaroo court.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that. It's a foreign court operating on American fucking soil is what it is.
Yeah, but isn't that what admiralty courts are?
Well, admiralty courts are for the fucking, it's like for the fucking military. But you had to, when they used to hold military trials, they had to go out on a boat because it wasn't allowed on the land. That's why they call it admiralty jurisdiction. Admiralty.
Where did that admiralty jurisdiction come from? It came from England.
Yeah, it came from England, but we adopted the admiralty jurisdiction because we have a navy. And see, we have an army. And for you to conduct a fucking, a military trial, you cannot conduct it in the common law jurisdiction because it's not a common law. It's within the government itself. It's within the government of the governing of the government under the fucking rules we laid down. They had to go out on a boat.
They're not even doing it according to their own rules.
Exactly. This is the Albert Pike. I mean, this is exactly what he said they were going to do. Now you have set the stage.
No, I agree.
You have set the stage, and even in our local court down here, they're doing the same fucking thing. They're holding courts down here with no fucking judges in them. just these esquires, which are fucking servants of the queen by definition of the fucking English language. Look it up.
Well, Henry, didn't you just cover an article yesterday talking about how they want to now let these corporations make their own laws, their own jurisdictions there?
Well, it would be under the Queen's Charter.
Yeah, of
how course. Else could they fucking do it? Because it would be illegal to do it under the fucking, the Bill of Rights won't allow for it. Because they could write, because of the ninth article, they could fucking just sit down and say, we're our own goddamn little jurisdiction here. And hey, in our jurisdiction, fucking, you don't have no goddamn rights. The Bill of Rights pertains to every single square inch of this United States of these Americas. And that's what they can't get around. Is that they have to give us that procedural due process. They have to give us the common law court. Or it's all fucking unlawful. And it's easy to prove unlawful. What jurisdiction are you operating under? I won't find it. Like I said, I've cornered many of them. I've walked in the fucking courtroom and the judge jump up off the fucking bench and run out of the fucking room. The bottom line is, what jurisdiction are you operating under? And they'll say, oh, this is a civil matter, so it's a civil jurisdiction, because there's a civil rules of civil procedure, which is all bullshit because it's all fucking corporate fucking law. It's private fucking law. Or they'll say, but then when you say, well, then I'd like to see the complaint against me. You know, because you have to fill out a complaint before you can have a civil action. You can't not just a cop writing down on a ticket saying that you owe fucking money. Wait a minute. Who's the victim here? Who am I paying for what? Don't you see what I'm saying? And then they'll tell you, oh, it's a criminal jurisdiction. Okay. May I have a copy of the indictment? Because in the criminal jurisdiction, I'm under the common law. You have to get a fucking indictment to fucking bring me into court to even make me answer. To even make me say hello to you. And then finally they'll say, well, this is an administrative jurisdiction. And then the question is, well, where are the federal rules for administrative jurisdiction? And they have to say, well, there ain't none. Because there ain't none. And you say, I have to have that to effectively defend myself. I have to know the fucking rules. There ain't no fucking rules. Because it's all done under, it can't exist. It's not a part of our fucking system of law. The administrative judicial is just using the authority of the fucking military fucking, admiralty jurisdiction to merchant law, a mix of it to replace our right to goddamn a fucking common law court, a common law jury, a fucking single person signing a fucking affidavit against us, a victim. I mean, this is when there was years there when they said, we've gotten rid of all the great writs, but you notice all the writs are getting filed again now, just like they did before the Civil War. You can't get rid of the writ. It's a part of the fucking common law fucking laws. They know the jurisdiction is there. The courts are fucking there. There's just no judges been elected. They shut it down so that you couldn't elect judges, so you couldn't have your common law courts with a fucking judge that answers to the people through the elections and a fucking sheriff and a coroner all sworn to the fucking common law jurisdiction. Now this thing they're talking about, they can't do it because he's not a president. Well, actually, he could be fucking tried and convicted for fucking trying insurgency. They're not going to do it because it was pre-planned, and they'd have to prove he pre-planned it. But right now, as a private citizen, he has a right to the common law, and the common law's higher than the fucking government because we, the people, are higher than the fucking government that serves us. Their jurisdiction does not trump ours. No pun intended. But Trump can insist on the common law. He can insist on his common law rights to a common law jury which means it would have to go to there would have to be a complaint filed by an individual. That individual complaint would have to go to a grand jury. A grand jury would have to fucking, investigate that complaint and then return a true bill or else fucking dismiss the indictment. Or they couldn't move nowhere. The court could not move. See these fucking, all you got is a room full of fucking goddamn esquires. That's all you got on that goddamn room right now is a room full of esquires conducting court, and they're not the judicial branch. That's why that chief justice had to be there for an impeachment. So that the arm of the law was in there. The part, you know, the check and balance of the law was fucking a part of it. I mean, the Supreme Court did hold a fucking, was there for a reason. It was to advise them and to conduct fucking like, the judicial actions within the government, but it is inferior to the people and our courts. Why? Because we are the people and we're the ones that empowered you. You act at our leave. We give you permission to exist. That's why he can't be fucking tried.
Well, how about we even step back a little bit further than that and talk about how this is not a legal president, vice president, Congress,
exactly,
or the Senate, because it was complete election fraud that put them there. This is an occupation force.
Which brings us back to the beginning. This, you know, they wanted to occupy Capitol Hill. That's the bottom line. They put a handful of fucking cops up there, knowing that, and they already knew. Don't tell me that they know about some retard in fucking New Hampshire who's gonna talking about blowing up a bridge when they're building the fucking bomb, and they don't know about something this fucking big. And then you just start to ask your question, why did they do it? They were getting what they finally fucking wanted. They wanted the evidence of the fraud that fucking election was across the board. They wanted it out in the open. And they were fixing to get it out in the open. That was the next move, remember? When they attacked. Why would they? To stop it? But that's what happened. The evidence never got out, did it? Not very smart for a cabal, huh?
Well, they have control still, though, so we can't say they're totally dumb. They're not bright people, but they are ruthless.
They are ruthless, but you know, these people, like that son of a bitch that was up there, that Jew. They were going to kill us. They were going to kill. They didn't come there to kill no fucking body. They come there to stop that evidence from being fucking presented, and you could have sat right there on C-SPAN and fucking watched them bring out the evidence of the voter fraud. Everybody across America would have been doing it. And they would have seen that it was voter fraud across the board. And right now, Joe Biden's declared that we're going to go to this paper ballot thing across the fucking board. There is no, it's just like you'll never remove that fucking cunt up there in fucking Salem because it's a fraud. That goddamn paper ballots are a fraud. It's so easy to change the fucking results. And they're sending it out of the country to do it, you know? I mean, this is done. There's only one way. You tell it yourself. These son of a bitches sleaze in, but there's only one way you're going to get them out, because now they're building a wall around them till they could never be voted out if there was a fuck, because there never was a fair vote, but now they've done it right in your face. They put the paper ballot out there knowing, and everybody fucking knows it's a fraud. And what they're doing is telling us here that you're back under the rule of the Queen of England. Best I can see it, John. If you can see, so, I mean, that's what they wanted to talk about on the television, was the fact that, you know, that they couldn't get him because he wasn't a sitting president. But then they said the sitting president is Joe Biden. So there's something to argue about there that is unarguable. Hey, I want to know, if I'm sitting in that room, what jurisdiction are you operating under, sir? There's not one member of the judicial here. It's like when you go down to the goddamn, you get a fine and go down to the goddamn courts. Not even fines and shit. They're doing it with the goddamn, these family courts and shit. Where these lawyers are just sitting there. These esquires, these goddamn servants of the queen. And you walk in there and the esquire just fucking tells you, you're gonna pay this, you're gonna pay that, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. That's it. That's not due process of the law. Due process of the law is outlined quite clearly in the Bill of Rights. And this is just, they are trying to remove the procedural due process, because that's what gives us our freedom and liberty, people. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you like that, John, but you were headed down what they're trying to argue on TV, and it really has nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not following that argument at all. I'm just trying to say, offer up what is their own rules for impeachment, how they're violating that. But just one step back. Wait a minute. We've had complete election fraud. All of this is complete criminality.
Oh, yeah.
It's just criminality. That's all
it is. It is a coup. It is a coup, and evidently it's for the Queen of England, because her agents are right now conducting legal procedures in the fucking Senate. without a fucking member of the fucking judicial branch even present. Has to be.
We know what the solution is.
And if you wanted to argue, if you wanted to argue, and if you wanted to argue what was in the Constitution, they didn't go through the procedure in the fucking Congress to even have a true impeachment. It's not an impeachment. It is an impeachment unless there's an investigator. It has a procedure too. They never followed the procedure. So one of these pricks just wrote it out and they said, well, here's, we have articles of impeachment for, fucking Donald Trump for, fucking inciting a fucking insurgency. All in favor say aye. And that's all that fucking happened. I mean, there wasn't no looking at it. There was no examination of even the fucking allegation. It just on an allegation.
Now, doesn't that sound like Obamacare? Let's pass it so we can then read it and see what's
in it. And like you said, you know, the fucking, any tax has to originate in the Senate. And they told you that right on TV when they did it. And then they turned around and they fucking did it anyway. You got to understand. I mean, come on. There is no fucking law. There's only the Bill of Rights that can be the law, that's supposed to be the law. But we have to fucking enforce it. Or it can't be.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
JD, and at the same time, I mean, truly, this is just another diversion to...
No, this serves a greater purpose than that.
To make people...
This serves a greater purpose than that.
To make people...
Misty, the Queen of England is holding court in our goddamn Capitol building, okay? Do you understand what that means?
I understand what that means. I truly, truly understand what that means.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the little dog and pony show that they're putting on because exactly like JD, you have been saying, everybody knows this was a coup d'etat.
Yep.
Now, there's nothing, there was the courts, the screwed up, fucked up courts wouldn't even entertain the documentation on the voter fraud. They just said piss on you.
There you go.
And now it's at this level. And now I do know what you're saying about this. This goes back to the Queen. It makes logical sense. This is an overthrow, period, of our government in
yes.
quotations.
Yes.
It's been overthrown, period.
It has. If the Queen can hold court on this fucking, on our, what's supposed to be our sovereign fucking land, then it's the Queen's fucking land. It's only the sovereign, we are the sovereigns, that's why we can hold our common law court. She's holding court on our fucking sovereign property under military occupation. That is a fucking act of war.
Right.
Anyways. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead, man.
No, that's good. We're already reached past the bottom of the hour. We'll pick up this conversation tomorrow because it's critical that people understand how they're pushing, absolutely pushing this coup in our face and the ramifications of it because this is their intent, to completely destroy our sense of due process that they can just declare whatever they want as long as
yep.
they write it on a piece of paper somewhere because we are their servants, we're their slaves, and there's nothing for us to do.
Yep.
Which is, of course, not the case.
And anybody else out there, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. And get a book, get a book or get on your computer and look what Albert Pike, look what he said they were going to do. And look what's happening and see if there's some kind of correlation you're seeing there. And the fact that young Harry's fucking prince, he would be, the prince's son would be a duke, I guess, that this duke could actually be the first member of the royal family that could run for president of the United States. Albert,
hey, Henry,
Albert
Henry,
Pike's
Henry.
Laughing. Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's funny you brought that up because I said this to Doc about a month ago. I truly did. You and I are on the same page but his wife is an American national, is she not? I was telling Doc about a month ago, I said, wouldn't that be insane if she ran for president? Her husband, a British citizen, would be
She
the
can't.
First man.
No, she would
so
be.
See, I was thinking maybe that's how she could get in. They could get back in.
She's a duchess. She holds authority in England over the English people.
Ooh, that's true.
So she couldn't. There was never supposed to be nothing but American nationals. I mean a pure American national. I mean, a natural born American. Your parents had to be American. Their parents had to be American. That is the fucking law. It's just like everything else. Oh, we're gonna, it's just like that Marco Rubio. That son of a bitch is a goddamn Cuban. There was no provision in the original Constitution for a naturalization of anyone that come here and dropped a kid. That went by international law under the law of the crown heads of Europe. So if they had ambassadors in other countries when those kids were born in those other countries, they were naturally fucking British. They were born British citizens. That's the international law, that the fucking Bill of Rights. They're using that 14th Amendment. If you're born here, you're an American. No, you're not. No, you fucking are not. Because we could be, the international law came first to begin with, and your 14th Amendment names me as a subject, and I'm not a fucking subject. I am the sovereign of this country. I'm on a par with that fucking bitch sitting over there on the fucking throne who thinks she's going to take my country and my castle from me. It's just logic. Two things that are opposing each other. There can only be one right and one wrong. But they're trying to fucking play games with us here. It's just like, Ted Cruz gonna run for president. He had to sign papers. That is not naturally born to be an American. When you gotta go sign papers and swear, I mean, it's gotta be notarized and sworn that you're surrendering your former fucking, citizenship. You're not natural born to this country. I'm sorry. And he can't serve in the fucking Senate. Half of these son of a bitches that are in that Senate can't, that Omar or whatever her name was, she can't serve. None of these fuckers can serve. They're all, I mean, goddammit, we've got 240 years and everybody's serving in this government's a fucking second generation here. And their parents came illegally. And they got naturalized under an unlawful fucking 14th Amendment that could not be written, that was written in violation of the law. It was a crime to write it. That's what people got to realize.
Trump couldn't be there either.
Nope. Sure couldn't. Anyway, that is the word from the trenches, guys. Have a nice evening.